The DC streetcar opened 1 year ago today and continues to cause ripples in the Northeast Washington neighborhood where it runs. I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5. The two-mile line is credited with bringing dramatic changes to the historic H Street corridor, even as it leaves some feeling uneasy. Come to the corner of 6th and H Streets Northeast and you'll encounter signs of a transformation. On one side of the street, a check cashing service with one of those thick glass partitions separating clerks from customers. On the other, a Whole Foods set to open in 2 weeks beneath a brand new apartment building that advertises Italian cabinetry and quartz countertops. Standing in between, 51-year-old Tyrone Hodges.
Would you like to live in one of these homes?
I would like to, but I can't afford it.
Would you shop at Whole Foods?
No.
Why not?
Too expensive.
Hodges has lived in this neighborhood all his life, so he remembers the years of economic depression that followed the 1968 riots. But he has mixed feelings about the explosion of residential and retail development turning H Street into a hot spot of luxury apartments and trendy restaurants.
Well, some improvement is needed. It's just that the way that they're doing it, the cost of everything is going to be so high. Small businesses are going to be ran out. People are going to be relocated for housing. They're not making it economical for the struggling black person.
Anwar Salim disagrees. He runs H Street Main Street, a neighborhood revitalization group.
If you look at the locations where we are now, we didn't have a residence in these locations. These are basically new residents that's coming to H Street.
Salim standing next to a construction zone, taking up an entire city block. He rattles off all the new properties that have sprung up over the past 2 years, more than 1,100 rental units, 73 designated affordable, and 100,000 square feet of retail space.
These really were motivated by the coming of the streetcar.
Critics have argued the district didn't have to spend more than $200 million on a 2.5-mile streetcar line to spur this renaissance. Others say the streetcar simply accelerated the pace of redevelopment. Getting to the truth isn't an academic exercise. The city's pinning billions in future economic growth and tax revenues on the extension of the streetcar both east and west. But the question remains, to what extent is the streetcar responsible for what's happening now?
We don't know.
Chris Leinberger's a real estate expert at George Washington University.
The reason you build any transportation system is to drive economic development. And if you can't prove causality, why do it?
Still, without causation, he says there is a strong correlation.
We've seen rent growth there over the last 6-7 years. That's faster than the rest of the region. We've obviously seen huge amounts of construction.
More construction's on the way, not only on H Street. Thousands of housing units are either being built now or are planned along Benning Road Northeast, including some east of the Anacostia River, where the streetcar won't reach for another 4 years. As for the streetcar itself, it's surpassing expectations at close to 3,000 riders a day. One rider on a recent afternoon was Leif Dormsjö, who runs the District Department of Transportation.
We had thought that approximately 1,300 riders would use the service on a daily basis. We're now averaging 2,700, so that's twice what our initial forecast was.
And free fares are helping to attract those riders. They'll remain free another 4 years. Cleo Curie rides the streetcar a couple of times a month. He says it's a good way to bring people into the neighborhood.
The only thing I would add, I think, would be an opportunity for it to go a little faster. It's kind of slow.
It averages 8 miles an hour and takes less than 20 minutes to travel end to end. Enough time to witness change that many here have waited decades for. For WAMU, I'm Martin DeCaro.